pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
It's Gary Taggy calling signals after a 67-yard march.
Wiley stands at his own 24, waits for the snap. Rogers deep for Nebraska. Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back up the field to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45.
Calling the count, he turns, flips it off to Rozier. Rozier turns, he's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
To the eye, snap with Tommy, and they give him the trap play. And it's Schlesinger inside the five. In there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. And Nebraska takes the lead. It is history. 13-0.
Everyone from Kansas City, it is time for football season. The Doug and Daddy Show with you live from the Marriott downtown as we get ready for 2008 Big 12 Football Media Days. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis here in Kansas City. Derek Stenson back at the studios making sure that we do some things right on the program today. And we're glad to have you along with us today. Nebraska is up first along with Texas Tech, Missouri, and Texas A&M. We'll see four schools with their head coaches and a variety of players over the next 3 days, and we'll be here bringing you the very latest from Big 12 Media Days. But, Tony, as usual, on this Monday, most of the guys aren't rolling in until around lunchtime. We have a chance to pick up with some of the national media or Big 12 media, and we've been doing that with our Big 12 preview the last 12 programs, getting ready. But today, it all starts. Folks hoping to get some questions answered today as we're still a little more than a month away from actually kicking it off, but we'll see where these teams are. And it's interesting just talking with the guys in the last 24 hours since we've been down here.
You're not so dumb. Some of them actually agree with you.
Well, we're actually all dumb, or, you know, we're just guessing. But, you know, I think nobody wants to do anything but pick Oklahoma and Missouri. I'm waiting for the first person to do that today. And I just don't think we're going to find anybody. Only two people in the media even picked Texas to win the South, and if we find one of those two, maybe we can roll them on here. But we've got an exciting show. We hope you'll be with us all next 2 hours for the next 3 days here from Kansas City. But this is what it's all about now, Tony. We can finally talk football, and more football.
Well, it's time, and I think, you know, a lot of people have waited, especially the last 3 weeks. Been the slowest time really of the summer, but it cranks up starting right here today. And you know, we're going to jump right into it, Doug. We're not messing around here. We're going to the national scene. We don't mess around here. So, Ron Thulin is set to join us right now on Versus TV. He's also hosts a radio show on Jocks 930 at Oklahoma City, and we're pleased to have Ron on. Ron, thanks so much for the time.
Now, the only reason I'm doing this is because I was the first media member here. And you saw me, Tony, you saw me, you grabbed me, you said, we have all this time to fill. Come on. Are your mottos you aim to fill?
It's
want good stuff, you go to another station. If you want fill, you go to you guys. Unlike my show.
We got 2 hours. Somebody get over here.
Somebody, I know. I got 3 hours this afternoon. I got 3 hours tomorrow at 3 to 6. The thing ends at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
They're all gone. They're on their planes. They're
I got a great rendition of Duncan Shane, though. I'm going to be singing tomorrow. which I'm personally looking forward to it with the sequence top and everything. It'll be interesting. Good for radio.
Well, why were you here first? Were you trying to find out more information than everybody else? Or
no,
what's the story?
My wife wanted me to work outside today, and I said, I got to take a 7 o'clock flight. Honest to God. She says, well, can't you take the 10 o'clock? I said, no. And she goes, well, I need you to do some things. And I said, we're empty nesters now.
Yeah.
Which is Greek for I'm going to make my husband work his butt off. And because she gives you the line, football doesn't start for 2 months. You can do it yourself. Why should we hire somebody? So
this is the work time, though. This is when it's. We know what's going on when they're playing.
I try to convince her that, you know, and I'm saying, well, I'm going to go see the Tigers and the Royals tonight, and that's after the free buffet. And then tomorrow morning, we've got, of course, got the free breakfast, and then tomorrow night we'll go see the Tigers again. She goes, working hard, huh? Yeah.
Rod, everybody says Oklahoma. Everybody says Missouri. Yeah. I mean, it's just unanimous. You did the Missouri preview and left you really shaking your head, though, when you came across the Tigers. For the first time ever, I think, in studying the Missouri Tigers.
You know, they've been my pick du jour for the last couple of years because I when I first met Gary a couple of years ago, we were doing games, you know, and I thought, this guy's going to turn this thing around. I love Coach Christensen, Matt Eberflus. I thought these guys really had something going here. Last year didn't surprise me a bit. I was a little surprised in the Big 12 championship game. You know, I really was. I thought the other game was fairly close. The reason I like them is just because they've got the tools. You've got the leader. You've got the defense. The thing that I'm anxious to see is how have they taken that next step? Because a lot of kids think, okay, we only lost two games last year. We're there. How's Gary going to get them to that next step where now they're not only there, but they're going to stay there? In other words, beat Oklahoma, you know, win the championship game. So that's what I think their biggest challenge is this year.
And, Ron, we've talked about that, the teams that aren't used to being on top, like a Kansas, like a Missouri, you know, people are putting a lot of stock in Texas Tech in the South, maybe making a move in the South. What do you think the key is for coaches and athletes to kind of keep it going? Is there one consistent thing that you see when these programs, like when Kansas State became good, when some of these other teams became good?
I think it's a Pete Carroll theory almost. Great, we had a great year last year. Every job's open when we come in spring practice. And nobody's going to walk in here and say, I'm the starter. And Pete really, honest to goodness, believes that. Mike Riley does it at Oregon State. He says, yeah, you were great last year. Big deal. You got to come and compete for this job. I'm not going to give you that starting job. I think you've got to instill. And the kids today, it's almost a social problem, too, because they're very content. You've got to, as a head coach, try to get that fire back in their belly. And that's why I think if you look at who's going to be here for Texas Tech, you don't see Graham Harrell. You don't see Michael Crabtree. Coach Leach is making a statement to these guys. You know, and my daughter goes to Tech, so I spend a lot of time there. He's making a statement. You're not that big. You're not that good. Don't buy into this hype, all this garbage, and that's why he's bringing some of these guys here today.
Well, there's certainly some other people on Texas Tech, and you bring them up. That's my pick. If I'm throwing Oklahoma out, it's not Texas. It's Texas Tech because they return 10 starters on offense. Probably, undoubtedly, the most explosive offense in the nation. Yep. I think Graham Harrell leading the way. You got a talented receiver in Michael Crabtree. Who knows how long he'll be around Texas Tech? He will make he may make that jump to the next level. But that is a team, and defensively, 8 starters as well. So I just think they're jam packed with talent.
I think for the first time, they can honestly say they're going to be good, not great defensively. But the second half of the year, I liked what Ruff McNeil did. I thought what he did is he had these kids playing hard. I think they have a little hole in safety. I like Daniel Charbonnet at safety. He's one of the kids going to be here today. I'm not sure if he is a Big 12 starter, and that's one of the keys I think they've got. But I think Ruffin has instilled these guys that they're going to be flying all over the field this year. It's just how are they going to handle the expectations? Because a couple years ago, people had high expectations when they had Joel Filani and these guys. These guys started reading their press clippings, and it got to the point where Mike Leach went in one day and just tore the place up and said, okay, you guys, you're not practicing today. Get out of here. You guys have too much hype. So for some reason, the kids in Lubbock, and having been there, they had a whole lot to do, you know, and you start believing those press clippings, and I think that's his biggest challenge. I agree. I think they're going to be very, very explosive. The key is, can they beat Oklahoma?
Ron Thulin joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show from Versus TV. Ron, I know it's still early, and there's still some other media days to attend, but where do you see the Big 12 nationally, which is what everybody wants to look at? Oklahoma and Missouri, a lot of people have in the top 10, and then Texas Tech a little farther down, but are we, is Big 12 up, Big 12 down talent-wise?
I think, well, number one, I think because the Big 12 has so many quarterbacks returning, whatever, eight or nine, whatever you want to count it, I think that's put them in the national spotlight because you have legitimate Heisman Trophy contenders, you know, playing quarterback, and also you throw in Crabtree into that, you've got some legitimate Heisman people. I think because of that, because the talent Oklahoma has, Missouri has, Texas Tech has, I think Colorado may surprise some people this year. And obviously Kansas, you hope Coach Mangino can keep this thing going over there. Congratulations, Mark, new contract. You buy dinner tonight. you know, but I think from that standpoint, it's going to be a strong year for the conference. I think it's going to be better than last year. I wouldn't be surprised if there's five, six teams ranked in the top 25.
It has a very, very, you know, I think that's a feeling that you're starting to get. And, you know, we're leaving. We haven't even brought up Macklin from Missouri.
Right, exactly.
There's another Heisman Trophy candidate.
Absolutely.
Right there. The Big Red. People in Nebraska want to know your thoughts on Nebraska and what they've done, ditching the deadbeat and getting Bo Pelini in there.
Number one, I am so happy for two of my dear friends, Sean Watson and Ron Brown. You're getting character people here. You're getting two guys that I love dearly as friends. We share a lot of the same things together, and I'm so excited for those two because I know the love they have for Nebraska, and I know that they're going to do it the right way. I think Bo has done exactly what you needed to do. Go back to getting those kids from Nebraska in there, number one, instilling that pride, instilling that accountability. Get that offense, go play that defense that was Nebraska was famous for, that Bo showed at obviously Nebraska and Oklahoma and at LSU. I'm pumped for them. I think there's some holes, though. They've got to replace the linebackers for the first time since 97, all of them, or something like that. That's a big hole to fill, you know, especially when you talk to the Root family. I mean, that's huge. Can he overcome that? Yes. Are they going to be 9-3? No. Are they going to go to a bowl? I'd say yes. I think they're going to do it the right way, though, and that's why I'm so happy for Bo Pelini and his brother and Sean and for Ron Brown, because I think they're going to do it the right way.
Ron Doolin joining us from Versus TV. Ron, there are a lot of new coaches in the Big 12 this year. How is that going to affect? Are there other places that have the same feel as Nebraska? What about some of the new coaches in the new places?
You know, I think Texas is excited about, you know, Muschamp, their new defensive coordinator, as far as assistant coaches go. I think they like his style. They like what he's done in the past. They've obviously had good results bringing Coach Chizik in, obviously, and then he, of course, going to Iowa State and doing a good job up there. I don't know. I think the biggest excitement is Bo Pelini. I think if you talk to anybody in the conference, you know, when you talk coaching changes or it be an assistant or head, people are going to point to that one because none of us had a good experience the last few years. I mean, it really was not a good experience. It was, you know, and I like Bill. I mean, I had very cordial conversations with him, but it was a different atmosphere there. It just, you know, it's like we didn't matter. And some of us work our fannies off to be prepared for a game. And all we ask is 30 minutes. But when you feel like, you know, you're meeting the Pope, it's just, you know. And I thought it was a little much to maybe kiss his ring. I thought that was a little much. I did it because I wanted the interview.
Oh, man. Ron, when you go back and you look at the one downfall, was it his lack of communication, not only with people like us, but with the players? Is that where Bill Callahan really failed?
That's a great question, Tony. I don't know if it was communication. I think it wasn't grasping what Nebraska is all about.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. He never wanted to grasp that.
Never wanted to.
No.
No, I mean, you know, from taking pictures down or whatever you want to talk about. But I think once people saw that, if you would have had that communication, you probably could have rectified that. But because that wall was built immediately, and it was Fort Knox, you know, going into your complex was like, you know, giving the blood. I thought was bad. You know, I didn't enjoy that. You know, when a guy put on the rubber glove, when I was leaving, I said, "Gee, many Christmas, man. That's a little strong there, guys. I'm not stealing anything, I promise."
And that was just to get in the building, let alone go up the elevator.
You always felt like there was a camera on you in the elevator.
Oh, it was,
you know. It was like, you know, America's Funniest Home Videos or something. You know, I wanted to do like a little soft shoe or something in the elevator. But I think if you had that communication and that openness, you know, I mean, a great example, the last game we had there, you know, when a lot of the stuff was coming down, you know, the big story, and I said to Bill, you know, I've got to ask at least. He goes, "I'm not doing the interview then." And he starts to get up. He goes, "Don't even ask me that." I said, "Bill, you know, it's been a big story this week, and I've got to talk." "Nope, not going to do it. I'll get up and walk out."
Wow.
And it wasn't nice. And I've had coaches in my 34 years say, "Hey, Thu, man, You know, it's a little touchy, baby. How are you going to ask this? You know, I don't mind you asking it, but how are you going to do it? You know, but this was like, no, I'm not going to do it. And then every answer was 10 seconds long.
Yeah.
And it was very frustrating because I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. Hey, what you know, what I think about you doesn't matter. I want to let you give your side of this whole story, what's going on here. And it just didn't resonate. And I was trying to be a nice guy, and it didn't work.
Well, I think, you know, everybody in Nebraska, hopefully, it's tough to get rid of the animosity that's still there. I mean, every time I open my magazine and I just scan to Nebraska, the first thing I see, Ron, is 5-7.
Yep.
We joked last night, he could take over one of these oil companies, and if everybody thought in Nebraska that oil would be worth $22 a barrel by a week from Tuesday. And I mean, you know, it's like, how could somebody do, I mean, it's like, how do you do that to this strong foundation, you know? I mean, it's just bizarre how it happened. And I think there's going to be anger for a lot of times. And, you know, and doesn't just stop there. You go on down the line to Cosgrove and, you know, Bush and the rest of the defensive staff that was just non-existent a year ago. That's the one thing I think people want to know. Nebraska last year, 112th to 115th in total defense, however, right in that realm. How high can Bo Pelini make this defense? I mean, is 35 out of the just totally?
I think that would be pretty ambitious, to be honest with you, just because, once again, the linebackers. It goes back to that linebacker spot, you know. I mean, how are they going to fill those holes? I mean, I'm sure there's athletes there, but learning a whole new system. The good news is they're learning it like everybody else, which is good news, I think. I think if you get 45 to 50, you know, 40 to 50, I think you should be ecstatic. I really do. And the fact that they realize that there were some shortcomings and they're trying to remedy that now by making sure that, you know, they do the right things and they open up the media and all that kind of stuff, I think that's going to help. As long and wins will, once the team starts winning, you know, a year, this year, maybe next year, whatever, I think people will start forgetting about what happened. It'll be a bad nightmare. It's like Oklahoma with John Blake.
Yeah.
You know, Boo's one of my dear friends, but he just had no clue as being a head coach. And, you know, Bob Stoops comes in, wins. All of a sudden, they all look at it as, boy, that John Blake, that was just a mistake.
Well, you know, but Bob Stoops has never won with his own players. That national title came with all of...
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because we did an OU game when John Blake was there, and they got clobbered by somebody. And the next week, I don't know if we went to Nebraska or something, and I remember sitting there, and in fact, Dave Lapham, I think, and I were doing the games, and somebody said, do you know that OU has got the best athletes in the conference? I said, I think they can't beat anybody. He goes, it's not that. They got the best athletes in the conference. So John Blake knew how to recruit.
He can recruit.
Obviously. I mean,
well,
you
know, he came to Lincoln, yeah.
Before we let you slide out of here, Ron, I think there may be a little comparison. We always talk about the pro coach going to college. A&M's here today. Mike Sherman takes over. Is there any, and A&M just loves to turn their coaches over here lately. What about him coming in out of the pro ranks?
I think there's going to be an adjustment period. However, he's been at College Station a couple of times before this, and he worked under a great guy, R.C. Slocum, who really built that program up. I think he's got an advantage because he knows R.C. R.C. still has an office right there on campus. I think there's going to be some adjustment period, but I think Coach Sherman's been around long enough and he's smart enough to realize that this isn't Brett Favre.
Yeah.
You know, this is Stephen McGee. You know, this is Goodson, you know, and he'll make the adjustments accordingly. But I think there is an adjustment period, obviously. But looking at his staff, he did a nice job with his staff. I mean, he paid some bucks for those guys, but he did a nice job with them.
You know, I think the big transition period, too, it doesn't help when you return only 10 starters, fewest amount in the Big 12. That's another. It's going to take a little bit of time.
Right.
You say
and
what you want.
Changing the offense, too.
Well, changing the offense. That, and will Stephen McGee even be the quarterback? I mean, Jared Johnson's waiting in the wings as a sophomore there.
Yeah, and he's a stud. I mean, I live in San Antonio, so I get this all the time, and I don't know. I think that because Stephen McGee, and people forget, Stephen McGee, when he played at Burnett High School, you know, Shipley was his main wide receiver, now at Texas. It was a throwing offense. He went to A&M, and Coach Fran turned him into more of a running offense. So I think Stephen can throw the football. I'm tearing your setup, by the way. I hope you guys don't mind.
Oh, you look at that setup, Ron. I got the only two clips here in the Marriott ever had.
It's called C-136s, by the way. But, anyway, you know, I think that you got to go back to Stephen McGee. I think he is the ultimate. I think he's a gamer. I don't know if the young kid's ready yet, you know.
Well, Ron, we'll let you get out of here with this last thought.
Good seeing you again.
Appreciate it.
Hope
thanks.
See you up there. Hope to see you up there.
Ron Thielen from Versus Television. Gosh, how great would that be? How great would that be somehow? get right back here in December.
That would.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Ron Thulin joining us. First off here, two-hour edition. We'll be here from 11 to 1 today. Tomorrow and Wednesday, we're in Kansas City for Big 12 Media Days. One of our favorite interviews on Monday every year is James Hale from the Sooner Sports Network. They are picked by, I think, even with everybody saying it's going to be Oklahoma and Missouri, I find very few people that are saying Missouri will beat Oklahoma in a Big 12 championship game, and we'll get a chance to catch up with him in just a couple of moments as well.
We're looking forward to catching up with several people. Randy Riggs has been running around from the Austin American Statesman. Randy's been around for several of these media days.
Yes.
This isn't his first rodeo. He knows Big 12 football, and we're looking forward to catching up with him as well.
We hope to be able to grab some Huskers and bring them to you in the second hour of the show. That's really kind of when everybody's going to be showing up. We remind you that Big 12 Media Day is brought to you from Kansas City in part by Slugger's Bar and Grill, 707 West Anna Street in Grand Island, is just a block west of South Locust. The pretty damn good charburger is what you find at Slugger's Bar and Grill. They'll get any sports broadcast, cable, dish, or the net. Slugger's Bar and Grill, 707 West Anna Street in Grand Island. And we will be back with more from Kansas City and Big 12 Football Media Days right after this.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Hey man, Destination Fun continues all summer long in the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal.
Enjoy our unique outdoor atmosphere with a margarita frozen or on the rocks, or your favorite tasty beverage under the misters.
Under the misters.
While listening to the sounds of summer, relaxing with your friends doesn't have to be just on the weekends. Get to the courtyard and take a well-deserved weekday break.
Hey man, join us for Destination Fun in the courtyard.
Cunningham's Journal on the bricks in downtown Kearney.
This is Roger Niffler for O'Brien Stratman Funeral Homes and Cremations in Kearney. My father, Arthur, died this past year. He lived life to its fullest, experiencing the Great Depression, proudly serving his country during World War II. A life that spent great times with family. At O'Brien Stratman Funeral Homes and Cremations, my father's funeral was a life story remembered. Innovative and convenient always, O'Brien Stratman Funeral Homes and Cremations, serving Kearney and the surrounding areas.
This is University of Nebraska-Kearney baseball coach Damon Day. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
There's a bunch of new at the Grand Island YMCA, and you're going to love it. I'm Y Director Thor Larson inviting you to try our new Zumba program, a fusion of Latin and international music for fitness through body sculpting dance steps. Our new body pump class, the original barbell class that strengthens your entire body. Or our new espresso bikes that are linked to the internet and offer a virtual experience. Or our new hot tub that's big enough for five at a time. There's a whole bunch of new the next time you visit the Grand Island YMCA, where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop today with the possibility of some scattered storms developing, some of which may turn severe. Highs will range around the mid-90s with an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll see a chance of some scattered storms tonight as well with lows around 67. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Big 12 Media Days here in Kansas City. James Hale from the Sooner Sports Network is going to join us in just a little bit. Tomorrow on the program, we'll let you know who's going to be here live on the show. We'll be talking with the coaches and players from Kansas, Kansas State, Colorado, and Oklahoma State. So North heavy tomorrow, Kansas, Kansas State, Colorado, and then Oklahoma State. South heavy on Wednesday with Texas, Oklahoma, Baylor, and then Iowa State. Today, of course, Nebraska, Missouri, Texas Tech, and Texas A&M. Should be pretty exciting, and we're looking forward to finding out more. And, of course, after we sign off today, we'll be bringing you more interviews from the teams and the coaches and the schools here today, and we'll have all that for you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Big 12 action brought to you from Kansas City in part by our friends at Brown Shoe Fit Company on the bricks in downtown Kearney since 1968. Brown Shoe Fit stocks a full selection of national brand shoes for men, women, and children in the sizes and widths to fit anyone. At Brown Shoe Fit, we know how to take care of our customers, you. Brown Shoe Fit, see them today. They're located on the bricks downtown Kearney since 1968. And as promised, we always love catching up with our next guest here on the opening day of Media Days, because I don't know anyone that is more jacked up about Big 12 football than James Hale from Sooner Sports. James, good morning. Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it. And I'm glad this is becoming a little tradition. So, you know, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. You know, and we had Bo on our radio show about 3 weeks ago. We know him really well, and he came on, and typical Bo. And I was rooting for him to become the head coach in Nebraska. It would be great. And I guess more of the Youngstown guys we can get into coaching, the better off everybody is. Those guys win games, don't they?
Well, that's quite a pipeline, and I don't know what it is about Youngstown and the leadership abilities that must be instilled in them at a young age, a blue-collar place. And it's just bizarre how that neighborhood has produced coaches that have risen to the level that they have.
It really is, and, you know, according to Coach Stoops, you know, there's not really any – can't pinpoint anything except that everybody works hard there. They're, you know, blue-collar people. They just get after it. They get their fingers dirty, and they dig right into it. A lot of them come from coaching pedigree like Bob does, and a lot of them get into it, so the brothers share things, and everybody's always competing. I think it's great to go back every year to raise money for the Youngstown school system and their athletic foundation and things like that. That's pretty incredible when you can get Bob Stoops, Mike Stoops, Ron Stoops, Bo to go back, and all the legendary coaches that have been there before. So that's a pretty cool deal, and now they've got it going. But you guys have a great head coach. I've already predicted Nebraska will challenge for the Big 12 North. I'm not just conceding it to Missouri because Bo's going to improve the defense so much. So if your offensive skill guys come through like they did last year and what they should do, you're going to be a very competitive team. And Nebraska's going to be back. You know, it's interesting because – you know, when you deal with college football today and people write off a program like Nebraska or say they can't come back, and yet Nebraska has the alums, they have the fan base, they have the history, they have the tradition, and they want to be good. Nebraska, Oklahoma, Notre Dame's not going to be down forever. I mean, there's certain programs that are always going to come back because people inside that program want it to come back and they want it to be good.
And James, I guess you guys went through that at Oklahoma.
Absolutely.
We were talking with Ron Thulin about that just a little bit ago. You know, had the few lean years there, and then Bob Stoops comes in, national championships, and that's what they're hoping Bo Pelini can produce. What was it like when Oklahoma came back from your eyes, what we should expect maybe in Lincoln?
Well, you know, what was going on, you know, when John Blake was the coach, he was recruiting, but they weren't coaching. So they were getting players.
Well, supposedly that's what we've been told at Nebraska.
Well, yeah. Maybe so. And now you're going to get a coach in here that knows fundamentals and knows things that are going on. You know, John left some good players, but he couldn't get a quarterback. The first thing that Mike Leach did at that time as the offensive coordinator was find Josh Heupel. I'd say in the Bob Stoops era, Josh Heupel is the most significant recruit Bob ever recruited. And actually, Mike Leach went and got him because Bob said, go find a quarterback. You don't have one. We don't care who it is. Just bring somebody in. So they went out and brought in Josh Heupel, and he turned out to be golden. But Oklahoma wanted to be good. The athletic department still was raising money. You know, the fan base was still there. You know, Oklahoma just needed somebody to direct it and get it going. You always have to have the right guy. It doesn't matter what program it is. And that's why when I said Notre Dame will be back, that is if Charlie Weiss is the right guy.
Yeah.
You always have to have that right guy. Now, I believe in Bo. I think he'll be that guy. And Bob has turned out to be one of the greatest coaches in college football today. So you need that guy. But those kind of programs, Oklahoma, Nebraska, the Southern Cals, the Alabamas, the Auburns, you know, hey, they should always have good coaches and good programs because the fan base and the alums and everybody wants it to be so.
James, you bring up Mr. Heupel. You can bring up Mr. White. But you've got an awfully special one there right now, Mr. Bradford, only a sophomore. Just did anyone see this coming as a freshman?
The coaches did because we didn't get to see him, you know, much. He was running the scout team. And tell you the truth, coming out of high school, he wasn't the most highly sought-after quarterback out there. But we've known him since he's 3 years old, 5 years old, because, you know, we know Ken is, you know, we know his family really well. And so you just watch this guy, and we'd always kid his father because his father was an offensive lineman. Hey, this guy can play golf and, you know, be a scratch golfer at his age. Gosh, he goes bowling and bowls 200. You know, what's the deal? Because, you had your hands broken all the time and things like that. And Sam's just a very skilled athlete. Sam would have scholarshiped in basketball. Sam, if he would have pitched and played baseball, he would have played D1 baseball. Sam would have played D1 golf.
Sounds like we want to punch this guy in the face because he's good at everything.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So when he's going through tryouts and things, and you know when he's running the scout team, the coaches, you know, were going, hey, we've got us a good one in the future. That's why when the competition came up for the starting quarterback job, while all of us were trying to speculate and maybe making it a competition every day, the coaches are going, Sam Bradford's going to be the quarterback. Now, did they expect that kind of year as a freshman? I don't think so. I think that would be crazy to think that. But they also don't expect him to have a sophomore jinx either. You know, and you see that written and things like that. Sam's a pretty steady Eddie type of guy. I don't know what other term to use. He's, you know, and he's already proven to be. They've had a great summer because of Sam Bradford. He's grabbed the guys by the coat, you know, the collar, and said, "We're going to 7-on-7s today." And he really hasn't had that much of a problem. This team wants to be good, I think. And I think they feel like they should be.
Doug and Daddy Show from Big 12 Football Media Days, Day 1. We're talking with James Hale about Oklahoma and the Big 12. James, everybody, Oklahoma, Missouri, you alluded a little bit to you're not necessarily ready that Missouri's going to run away, but it's almost unanimous with Oklahoma. Where are their challenges? We're hearing Texas Tech up. We're hearing Texas down. Where's the challenge this year for Oklahoma in the South?
Well, you have a guy on with you that never thinks Texas is down. You know, why would they be down? They have a top 5 recruiting class, top 10 recruiting class every year. You know, they have the money to go out and hire a defensive coordinator for $430,000 a year. You know, that's more than some head coaches in some programs. You know, they have the ability to go out and recruit players. So when they graduate players, they put players in place that are really, really good. We may not know about them yet, but they're highly recruited guys. They should be pretty good. Tech has their best team because they're going to play some defense. At least they should. Now, we'll see when Mike shows up today if he knows who the defensive guys are. Remember the one year that he didn't, that he told us to call his defensive coordinator? He said, hey, James, just call. You know, I was going, come on, Mike. You know, but I bet you Mike knows a few of the players this year. And I think Tech will be better, but they have to come to Norman. They've never been able to beat OU in Norman since Mike's been the coach there. I don't know if Texas A&M would be a lot better or not. I mean, they probably will be. I do think Oklahoma State will be better. But they've lost, I think they're going to play better defense too, but they've got a tougher schedule. Oklahoma should be favored to win the South, but it won't be easy. The game at Texas A&M will be tough because it always is for OU. It's always a game that's going down to the final minute or two. A lot of times Texas A&M has the ball inside the OU 50-yard line, you know, trying to win the game. And Oklahoma's been fairly fortunate the last few years. But there's been an upset or two, too, in that series, and that will be a tough game. And Oklahoma has to go to Oklahoma State to end the year, and there's always a lot of emotional aspects of that game. You never know where Oklahoma State will stand at that point. That is their bowl game every year for Oklahoma. It's not the biggest game on their schedule, even though it is a rivalry game, and it's always a tough game in Stillwater.
James, I guess we take a look at the North. Who will rival Missouri in your mind?
Nebraska.
Undoubtedly,
well,
that's a team.
Kansas has just lost too much. You know, Kansas has lost too many skill players. They have Redding coming back, and Coach Mangino's one heck of a football coach. They have that going for them. But even off this year, they didn't have a great recruiting year or a recruiting year, on paper that we could brag about. Now, maybe they never have, and maybe that doesn't make any difference. Mark's getting players that he wants, and he wants to throw them in there. Nebraska's going to play a lot better defense. I like Gans at quarterback. I like Lucky at tailback. I think I picked Nebraska to finish second in the division, and that would be the challenge. I don't know what to think about Colorado. I think Colorado's getting better. I think they're recruiting better. They're going to have a freshman tailback you like.
We got a lot of schools, and Colorado's one of them. I think confidence is a word that is not being thrown around quite enough. If they get knocked around in the non-conference schedule in the way the conference schedule stands, and Nebraska's a little, I mean, the Huskers could be 3-3 to start the season, realistically. And you know, you're looking at Colorado could be, what do we say, 2-4? You know, with the first six games that they have. Don't you think confidence could play a part in some of these teams?
Yeah, but what if they win a couple of those games?
Oh, well, exactly.
You know, they do play a great schedule, and I admire them for that. And Colorado's kind of always done that, and it hasn't stopped under Coach Hawkins. I'm a big Coach Hawkins fan. You know, when they beat Oklahoma, that was a tremendous game, and he ran into a bunch of OU fans the next day. I was actually on a bus trying to get to the airport with a bunch of OU fans, and he stepped on the bus and was very humble in the victory. I like him a lot. I think I don't think he takes a back seat. I don't think he backs down from anybody. That's why they were able to win a couple of recruiting battles this year. That was against, you know, they beat Oklahoma on a linebacker they really wanted. That linebacker subsequently since then has gotten into trouble, so maybe you never know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, you know, when it happens. I know he can play some football, but getting Scott was huge.
Yeah, Darryl Scott, just a monster.
And, you know, here's Colorado pulling him in, and yet you have other athletes leaving the program, and they pull him in. It's a tremendous coup.
It's bizarre because Darryl Scott, of course, named the newcomer to the Big 12 of the year, and he hasn't played one down yet. So you always, you know, I thought Sam Keller could have been the newcomer of the year last year, hitting him, hadn't played it down in the Big 12. So I guess it's kind of a recurring thing.
Well, that's, you know, when you're trying to guess who the newcomer is going to be, first of all, you got to pick a guy that's going to start, and second of all, he's going to be a guy they're actually going to, you know, and play him. And it looks like Scott's going to carry the ball 20 times a game if he can hold up and get it done. So the North is wide open. I mean, it's more wide open, I feel, than people think. I guess I'm just not as sold on Missouri as some people are. Maybe I should be. Maybe I should love them like everybody else.
James, I jotted down a few notes about Missouri here this morning, just going through some magazines. They were plus 13 in turnover margin. Granted, a lot of your defense makes those, but a lot of them are just mistakes that happened too. They had 8 starters. That's all that lost. 8 starts were lost because of injuries last year. That's unheard of in the Big 12 Conference. 8 starters that did not play. That's in 8 games. That's not all 8 games. That's 8 starters that were missed, plus 13. I don't see them being able to duplicate either one of those two things.
No. So where do they make that up? I mean, are they going to be better? Is Chase Daniel going to be better? It's hard to believe that he could be. Is Macklin going to be better? It's hard to believe that he could be. What they hope is to have equal performances out of those two guys that they had the year before. They can't have as good a running back as Tony Palmer. Who is he? Maybe it turns out to be that way, but it doesn't look like it on paper. They did lose one of those tight ends, and they have, you know, so they're going to, how are they going to replace Rucker? But hey, they're good. You know, they're good. I just don't see them being unbeatable. Don't they have to go to Texas?
And
the people are predicting they're going to be undefeated going to the Big 12? That's a major upset if they beat Texas and Austin.
Well, they haven't beat Nebraska and Lincoln since 78.
And
they're going to Nebraska.
Right.
And
you don't think Bo is not going to sit there yet, and they already circled that game, and he's saying, all right, guys, let's roll him in here. Everybody thinks that he's circling the OU game. No, he's circling the OU game when OU comes to Lincoln. He's not circling going to – I mean, Bo's not stupid. He's hoping to be respectable.
I hope so.
And he's hoping to, you know, put up a heck of a fight better than Nebraska's done in the past against OU there. And then the next year say, we're making progress. Next year we'll get him in Lincoln. That's what he's hoping. But now he's circled Missouri this year because he looks at Missouri and he goes, they're good, but we can beat them.
And, James, before we let you get back to your duties, I want to go back to Oklahoma. You mentioned Oklahoma State last game. That could be the 3-game stretch, Oklahoma State Big 12 championship, hopefully national championship for Oklahoma's sake. Struggled a little bit in the bowl games, obviously. What is the mentality? What's the mentality? I mean, the Sooner fans have to be thinking national championship, don't they?
It's, you know, again, what they've done this summer, that's been kind of the mantra. It's guys, we're not finishing. You know, we're tired of being one of the best teams. We want to be the best team. You know, we can't get there if you can't win the bowl game. You know, and they've done it. They've had a lot of discussion. They've called in a lot of players. All right. They don't want to go to two-a-days. They don't want to go and practice and let's go dinner and you're in bed by 9 o'clock. That's not what Bob wants to do. I think Bob would rather struggle in these things than not let the guys enjoy life a little bit. Bob's a really good player coach. He's a really good coach's coach in that regard. But they want to come up with a formula to break this. Bob also knows, if you look at history, all the great coaches and all the great programs have gone through stints. Even the great Bear Bryant lost some bowl games right in a row. So what's happened? I mean, it's all across the board. Bob can, you know, look at all the guys that he's admired, and he can see that. But that has been an issue that they've talked about all year. It's what's been driving them this summer to try to be in such good condition or try to be so good that they overcome this. Oklahoma knows it takes something to get there, and it means a lot to get there. But one of the big keys that they're all talking about is let's get into the game and let's win the game, and they're talking about the national championship.
Can they get there?
Yeah, they're okay. Good enough.
That was the last question I had for you, James. We know they're good enough to win the Big 12. Hell, they do that every year.
Yeah, they're definitely good enough. You know, everybody needs a little bit of luck. Again, the key game, go to Texas A&M and win that game. The key game is going to Oklahoma State and win that game. And, of course, you got to beat Texas. I think they're favored in every game they're going to be playing in this year, and deservedly so. So as long as they don't get beat up, the key thing, they can't lose Bradford. I mean, Joey's going to be okay as a backup, but he's not Sam Bradford. They would still be a pretty good team, but Bradford makes them really special. I'll tell you another key is DeMarco Murray. He's coming back from an injury that people don't know a lot about. You don't talk a lot about a dislocated kneecap. I've been told it's just as serious as an ACL, or at least 90%. Have you had one?
I've had dislocated my kneecap, I believe, four times. And I'm just getting my knee drained, that is enough to just it's not a fun experience. And the size of that needle.
But you're a weenie.
I'm a puss.
He's also not cutting and spinning and things like that. But I know you're going forward, Tony, and you're banging people, and you know I understand that. But I mean, you know, I was told they had a new procedure. They've improved the procedure. They actually tied it back down, so to speak, and that's the way it was. In you know, the basic form that the doc could explain it to me. So we basically tied it back on there, and they feel like that will reduce the swelling and things. This month was important for him because they accelerated his workouts. They actually wanted him to, all right, turn it loose. We've got a defender here. Get away from him. They wanted to do some stuff like that. I understand he's been doing that pretty well. I don't know if he's been flying at DeMarco's speed, but I think DeMarco's the key. If you have Bradford and DeMarco, your offense is special. Special. You know, Joaquin and Manny are really good. Gresham's a special tight end. If you don't have DeMarco, then you're just solid at running back. You're not special. You're solid. You don't have your home run hitter unless Jeremy Calhoun, a freshman, becomes that, and I don't really expect him to play unless guys are hurt or not playing. You know, Moses Madu had a pretty good spring, but it's DeMarco that's the Heisman Trophy guy that I think makes Oklahoma special enough to win a national championship.
Well, I guess that's going to be the Oklahoma story again this year. Will they finally ascend and stay at the top of the mountain? And it's always a pleasure. I'm sure we'll catch up with you, especially when Nebraska-Oklahoma rolls around.
Guys,
James, thanks, buddy. James Hamill joining us from Sooner Sports Network to talk a little Big 12 football. Here from Big 12 Conference Media Days, brought to you in part by Centura Hills Golf Course with their new expanded golf course. Great success offering half-price memberships. Call 308-485-4650 for more information or tee times. It's a beautiful 18-hole layout at Centura Hills Golf Course. Back with more from the Big 12 Football Media Days, the extended Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two guys who get a little emotional when they hear John Belushi yell,
ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Jeffrey Estelle.
Thank you, Ed. Let's get to the first question. Susan, Tom, Mary, Keith, and Alex are comfortably seated in their 5-passenger mid-size Hummer H3 on their way to a camping ground in the Appalachians. If the H3 comes standard with full underbody protection, starts under $32,000, and gets an EPA-estimated 18 miles per gallon highway, whose turn is it to collect firewood? Firewood. You see, that's why I never go camping. It's such a pain in the...
Well, if your answer was Hummer, you'd be right. Because to get to some of the most exotic places on Earth, like the Appalachian Mountains, you'll need one of the most off-road capable vehicles on Earth. Hummer. Welcome to the open.
MSRP, tax title license, dealer fees, and option equipment extra. Qualified lessees can get a low mileage lease on a 2008 H3 for $279 a month for 39 months and $2,779 due at lease signing after all offers. No security deposit required. Tax title license and dealer fees extra. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 32,500 miles. Payments may vary. Call 1-800-REAL-4WD for details.
Ooh, honey, great news. I just scored tickets to the game. Pack the bags. We're going to make it a weekend.
Oh, no. What about the pets? Who's going to feed them and let them out?
Island Pet Resort is the answer for you. Going out of town for the day or for the week, with daycare and boarding available, the choice of economy, luxury, or serenity suites, your pet will be pampered while you enjoy your time away. Call 308-384-4679. Island Pet Resort, 308-384-4679. The best for your pet.
Just like pull in, dude, you get the best ever, dude.
That's the setting of Grand Island's premier pizzeria, the Wave Pizza Company at 107 North Walnut Street. Gives you two beer gardens, live kino, and an ocean beach atmosphere. Kick back, feel the tropics as you enjoy pizza named after the best beaches in the world. You can even call and have your beach pizza delivered. Just call 398-WAVE. That's 398-9283. And thank you for supporting your local pie at Wave Pizza Company, Grand Island.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop today with the possibility of some scattered storms developing, some of which may turn severe. Highs will range around the mid-90s with an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll see a chance of some scattered storms tonight as well with lows around 67. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
He flipped me the bird, and then he was gone some beach. Somewhere, there's a big umbrella.
And back on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Kansas City, where Big 12 Football Media Days is underway. It is day one, coming up later this afternoon. Nebraska, Missouri, Texas A&M, and Texas Tech will be on hand. And we're talking with some of the folks from around the national media, getting a sense of what they're thinking about the Big 12. And we'll touch on a couple of the other sports headlines locally and the British Open yesterday. Even if we don't get back to the British Open, Daddy, just to mention this, remember, folks, Greg Norman would have had to shoot even yesterday to win. So before you say he fell apart, he would have had to shoot even yesterday to win.
I don't care what he shot yesterday. For him to even be where he was and have the opportunity at 53 years old, okay, the guy just went through a $103 million divorce. He's got to be pissed about that. I mean, $103 million, he's got to be. I mean, I don't care who you are. You're hot after that. And then you find Chris Evert. Okay, that makes things a little bit better. $103 million, not sure it makes that better. But nonetheless, for him to be in a final pairing, you know, what an unbelievable story. And, you know, just the class coming down 18 with his arms around, you know, Mr. Harrington, just an unbelievable show of sportsmanship and class. It'd been real easy for him to drop his head and hang his head and feel bad about the way things went, but that's not Greg Norman.
Well, we're talking a lot of college football, Daddy, but our next guest, I think, will be able to break down the punting game of the Cincinnati Bengals, and Kyle Larson with us here on the program today.
Kyle, he's big.
Dave Lapham joins us from Fox Sports, of course, also color with the Cincinnati Bengals. Dave, thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Appreciate it, Doug. Daddy, this is big. This is a highlight right here already.
He certainly does not set his sights high. Dave, talk about these Big 12 media days and maybe the just the evolvement of them. We 3 years ago, there were 9 sports radio tables. There's 25 this year. I mean, the amount of media and the amount of attention this deal gets is really second to no other conference in the nation.
Yeah, I think that the Big 12 and the SEC are probably the conferences that people, you know, talk about as being the most balanced top to bottom, and I think that the respect that the Big 12 conference is getting is shown by how much media attention it gets. I agree with you. I mean, the conference has grown, and it's really, really a good brand of football.
What about for you, Dave, pro-college? Where does it lie in for you as far as what's more entertaining for you right now?
You know, it's interesting. At the NFL level, you're not going to see players any better. And you may see a few players of that caliber playing on a week-to-week basis at the college game. But I really like the college game a lot because of the fact that they're playing for the right reasons. You know, they're playing to try to get to the professional level, obviously, but also, I mean, the college venues, they're great. The atmosphere you can't beat. The color of the pageantry, all that stuff. It's totally different than an NFL game. NFL game is, you know, I mean, the stadiums now, they try to do some of the hokey stuff entertainment-wise, you know, during the course of the game. I think that's maybe a distraction more than anything, but there's nothing like a college football weekend. I mean, you know, the NFL, there's tailgating all that day of, but in college it starts like on Wednesday or Thursday, and it just builds to crescendo on game day, so... I mean, I'm a football junkie, so I get my football fix taken care of by doing both. I love it. Travel's crazy sometimes, but it's a lot of fun.
Dave, Big 12 football, obviously, everybody, Oklahoma, everybody, Missouri. Well, everybody, Missouri, only two people picked Texas, and how they came up with Texas and not Texas Tech, I don't know.
Right.
But anybody else that you give a real shot, a legitimate shot to win this thing?
You know, I think Nebraska's going to surprise some people. I think they may be a lot more improved than they were last year. I just think that Opelini was respected when he was there. He had the black shirts playing at a much different level and they played out last year. I think they have more talent. It was an embarrassment to watch them play last year. And I think that they're going to play a lot better football. They could be number two in the Big 12 North, in my opinion, after Missouri. I think Kansas has got a really tough schedule. Last year they took advantage of the beneficiaries of a schedule that dictated they could have a good year, and they really did. I think Missouri, though, for all the reasons, they get a lot of guys back. Their schedule is not a killer. And I think if I'm on that football team, there are a lot of guys that were on it that are back this year, so I think there's carryover. You know, if you only get five guys returning last year, it doesn't mean anything. They have so many guys returning that were big in the performance that determined last year's outcome, and they didn't get to a BCS game after beating two BCS teams. They beat Illinois. Illinois goes to the Rose Bowl. They beat Kansas. Kansas goes to the Orange Bowl. They have to go to the Cotton Bowl, and they smoke Arkansas. To me, I have a chip on my shoulder the size of a 2x4. It says, you know, I should have been a BCS team last year, even finished better than we did. And I think that carries over. I think Missouri's primed to have a big year. I really do. I got him in my top five in the country.
Dave Lapham joining us from Fox Sports Net here at Big 12 Media Days on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot of new coaches come in, and as they said, usually if you're going to have a new coach, it's because you're going into a down program. So A&M is struggling, Nebraska's struggling. You can go anywhere from Baylor on up. What's the key for these coaches like Bo Pelini, psyche-wise, with these kids to help get things turned around immediately?
Well, I think that's exactly it. I think you say to the kids, look, I'm not building for 3-5 years down the road. I want to win football games with you guys. You guys are my guys. You know, and I think that's you have to build on the tradition that those programs have. A&M, Nebraska, huge traditions. And it's not like these guys are strangers to the conference, well, to the conference maybe, but not to the programs, not to the history of the program. I mean, Sherman was an offensive line coach at Texas A&M. He was down there with R.C. Slocum. He knows all about the traditions and everything at Texas A&M. Bo Pelini was involved with some successful seasons at Nebraska. So I don't think it's a stretch for them to be able to you know, reference the history, and it doesn't come off as phony, and they can build right on that. And I think you tell your players, look, we've got some problems right now. You want to be a solution to our problem, or you want to be part of the problem? Let's decide right now. If you want to be a solution to the problem, let's gear it up and start playing some football.
Well, Dave, you're going to talk a program in the Big 12 with really no tradition. You're talking Baylor. Art Briles, the task in front of him is a monumental one. I don't think there's any other way to say that. He's been successful the places Art has been.
Right.
Is he the right man for this job, and can anybody make a difference, especially with the quality of teams that are above him?
I mean, you look at that division, the Big 12 South, man. That's a beast. I mean, that's a beast to try to compete in that division. I thought Guy Morris, he was within just an inch of getting it done. He you know, they won on the road in the Big 12. They did so many things they hadn't done under Guy Morris. They were real competitive, but he just could not get over the top. And I got a lot of respect for him. I mean, I played, you know, in the NFL the same time frame as Guy Morris. Know him pretty well. Had a guy that I played college football with, Stan Walters, that played next to him, you know, in the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line. So I know what Guy's philosophy is. I know what he's all about. And for him not to be able to get it done, I just wonder. I wonder who will. You know, and like you said, Browse had great success at both the high school level and the collegiate level. But Big 12, man, the Big 12 South, that's a different animal.
You're dancing with a different girl there.
Yeah, no doubt. You're not just dancing with the stars. You're dancing with the superstar.
Dave, before we let you get out of here, because a little bit of the national perspective as well, a lot of people are talking the same teams outside of the Big 12, Missouri and Oklahoma, in that 3-4-5, and there's two or three teams that everybody's talking about with Florida, maybe Ohio State, USC. Is that where you have your sights to?
Yeah.
Is there anybody else out there that nobody's talking about that you like?
You know, I mean, I think those programs are pretty much, I'm in line with why everybody is talking about those programs. And you know, I think that Oklahoma and Missouri are both going to be, they could both end up potentially, definitely in the top 10, You know, I'm trying to think. I had to do a preseason poll for somebody, a national poll. I think I had Missouri 6 and Oklahoma 8 or something like that in my preseason poll. And I did have, like you said, you know, Florida ranked above them, Ohio State, USC, people of that caliber ranked ahead of them.
Dave, there's an interesting wager at the MGM Mirage, I believe it is. USC, Georgia, and Ohio State,
Georgia
or the
schedule,
field.
Though.
Or the field. You like those three or the rest of the teams?
Georgia, I'd take the field over Georgia with their schedule. I mean, I think LSU and Auburn may end up with better schedules than Georgia, seasons and records than Georgia because of their schedule. Georgia's pretty darn good, though. I don't know. I probably, the three are, you said Florida, Ohio State, Georgia?
No, Ohio State, USC, and Georgia.
Ohio State, USC, and Georgia, or take the field? I'd take the field.
I like that.
I have Florida number one. Florida number one.
Tebow repeats as Heisman?
I'm not sure about that. I mean, I think that he'd be smart to lessen his number of hits he'd take. I wouldn't run him as much as they run him like a damn fullback. I mean, shoot, he is a fullback, but I don't know. I think they have to be a little bit smarter. I think they have some more weapons and they can spread the field even more with more speed than they've had before. So I'm not sure that he handles it quite as much as he did last year. We'll see.
Well, Dave, hey, we appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and it looks like the buffet line is just short enough to get into.
And that's one thing I can do. I'm a scratch eater, boys.
Dave, thanks so much for the time.
I enjoyed it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Dave Lappin from Fox Sports Net joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show at Big 12 Media Days in Kansas City. Again, we're going to be going until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Some of the coaches and players we're hopeful will roll in to check up with them. They really don't get going till 1 o'clock here this afternoon, but hopefully we'll have a couple of guests and, of course, then wall-to-wall the next 2 days, and we'll be bringing back some of the interviews with us Thursday, and we'll be bringing those to you right up through opening day, August 30th, for the Huskers. The Huskers do report to fall camp August the 4th. They still have to have their media day, and we'll be heading to Lincoln for that. We see a variety of other folks here, as always. Ivan Mazel is on hand, and a lot of national, and, of course, all Big 12 here as well. But to Daddy, you know, Dave maybe even had the Big 12. He actually, if he did pick Missouri above Oklahoma, that's one of the few guys that have done that. And we didn't get into that because of time-wise, but that would be interesting.
That would be interesting. And I think just by what Oklahoma was able to do to Missouri a year ago, not a lot of people see that, you know, think that same thing is going to play out. And Oklahoma's maybe better. But you look at the offense, and Chase Daniel leading the way, you know, until nobody's brought up. You know, James Hale saying, if Bradford goes down, whole different animal. DeMarco Murray goes down, oh. Whole different animal. And you know what? We get to Missouri.
Chase Daniel,
period.
Yeah,
It's just going to be an awful, awful big struggle for them.
Well, we'd love to hear from you. The Den Popper inbox is wide open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's long to type once, but once you type it once, then you save it for any time you want to email us. Fire it off to the Dent Popper inbox, and we'd love to pass your questions along to the folks here, or just answer them ourselves, depending on your question. The Dent Popper on the bricks downtown Kearney. If bad weather has dinged up your car at any time, stop in and see Scott or Joel for a free estimate. The Dent Popper, specializing in paintless dent repair.
Guys, we do have one email to pass along. Sorry to interrupt you there, Doug.
That's Derek, by the way. Oh, 1 week, 1 week left as a single guy, Derek, joining us.
Less than 1 week, actually, getting kind of nervous. But this comes from Greg with the Kearney Colonels adult baseball team here in Kearney. Says the Kearney Colonels adult team beat the number 9 ranked team in the state yesterday to run their record to 10-1 on the year. The Colonels defeated the Hastings Tigers 8-2 in the Central Nebraska League play. Kearney will host the State A adult baseball tournament starting on August 9th.
Yeah, 2 weekends in a row have that information to pass along. So that's going to be going on at Memorial Field. It's going to be a big tournament. A lot of teams on hand. And just a quick glance, I think 16 teams, and then they whittled that down to 8 the following weekend. So if you want to watch some, I guess, what we would call semi-pro baseball, it's town team baseball here in Nebraska. That's going to be coming up the second and third weekends of August at beautiful Memorial Field there in Kearney. Again, send us your emails to the Dent Popper inbox. We've got a lot more coming up on Big 12 Media Days here from Kansas City, brought to you in part by Island Pet Resort in Grand Island, 384-4679, the unsurpassed place for your pet and pet needs. Boarding, doggy daycare, or if you just need to pick up some of the best dog food around, they'll take care of you at Island Pet Resort in 1311 Getty Street in Grand Island. We're back with more from Kansas City right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
Your link to everything Hastings is hastingslink.com. Set your homepage to hastingslink.com for the latest news, weather, and sports, both local and national. Plus, we stream the news at 7, noon, and 5, as well as Party Line at 9 a.m. and all our local sports broadcasts. Post a free local classified ad. Check the scores and highlights. Stay connected. Check us out. It's hastingslink.com. Hastingslink.com, your link to Hastings.
Double the fun at half the price. Centura Hills Golf Club in Caro is now 18 holes, and the membership price just fell to half. The newly expanded 18 holes at Centura Hills has been a great success, and now you can join for half the price. To find out more, call the clubhouse at 308-485-4650. That's 308-485-4650. Now 18 holes is half the price. Double the fun at Centura Hills Golf. Now more than ever, it's worth the drive.
I'm not a mechanic, I'm a financial analyst. Right? I specialize in annuities, not aluminum alloy engines. But I know that my certified pre-owned Acura MDX is in great shape. Just like I know that with the limited 0.9% financing I received, I'm recommending it to all my clients.
Acura certified pre-owned vehicles receive a comprehensive 150-point inspection. In other words, they must pass our test before they pass yours. Now offering attractive financing on all pre-owned MDX models, visit Acura.com or your dealer for financing details.
If a stiff neck or an aching back is preventing you from working out, playing with your kids, or just enjoying special events, SalonPause can help. SalonPause, they're medicated patches that provide fast and sustained relief right where you need it most. No more stiff neck or aching back, just lasting relief. Get back to enjoying the life you deserve with SalonPause. Available at major drugstores, membership warehouses, and local pharmacies.
SalonPaz. Salon Pause. Be more active.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
The hottest entertainment of the summers at FairFest at the Adams County Fairgrounds. It starts July 23rd with Jason Aldean.
And a hick town.
Jack Ingram takes the stage on Thursday.
Love you.
And none other than Blake Shelton entertains on Friday.
Some beach.
All concerts start at 8:30. Call 888-462-3247 or on the web at AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com. July 23rd through the 27th.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop today with the possibility of some scattered storms developing, some of which may turn severe. Highs will range around the mid-90s with an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll see a chance of some scattered storms tonight as well with lows around 67. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us from Big 12 Football Media Days here in Kansas City, where we're gearing up for the start of it. All the folks will be coming along and giving us their thoughts about what's going on for the Big 12 and, of course, coaches and players as well. So glad to have you along with us. We're going till 1 o'clock today, also tomorrow and Wednesday when folks start to roll in. Really none of the players or coaches are here yet, and we hope to be able to grab some of them before the show ends. And then, of course, full wall-to-wall right during our time slot. They'll be all over the place Tuesday and Wednesday. And whoever we don't get live today, we will catch up with and have some Huskers and some other folks from Missouri. And we hope to catch up with Gary Pinkle again and find out some stuff about A&M and Texas Tech. Also want to remind you, not a whole lot going on locally. Area baseball tournaments continue. But last week, the Omaha World-Herald named Mark Bauer their Midlands Coach of the Year. Well, today they named Tervell Delagnev the Omaha World-Herald Midlands College Male Athlete of the Year. Richie Ross won that award, was the most recent UNK grad to win that award. But congratulations to Tervell Delagnev. And, you know, hey, there's some good athletes out there. Tervell, Danny Woodhead. Tervell Delagnev received the award, and I guess you just kind of throw that out. That's a little bit surprising, but you're talking about a potential Olympian, and then again against an NFL player. That's pretty good company.
Yeah, if you win that award. You know, I guess they probably figured that Danny had enough trophies. You know, Tervell's got a lot of trophies, but Danny probably had a few more. Let's give this one to Tervell.
So congratulations to Tervell, and we look forward to bringing you a lot more as the days go along. So folks, continue to roll in. We're going to have a sports update here in just a moment. In fact, we'll let you know that being here, it's lunchtime, and if you're back home in Kearney or Grand Island, the Chicken Coop is the place to go. You can watch everything that's going on their 42-inch flat-screen TVs located all around the bar. You don't have to stretch your neck to watch what you want to want. If it's not on, ask them. They'll get it on for you. And, of course, you can do that while enjoying great lunch specials. You can also do that while enjoying a variety of other great times, lunch specials, and great drink specials every night as well. And we see the Huskers starting to roll in. I think we're going to get a chance to talk some Nebraska football. So let's go into our sports break. And while you're out there, stop by the Chicken Coop. Whether it's burgers, whether it's pizza, whether it's a salad on a warm day like today, the Chicken Coop has it all for you, Kearney and Grand Island. And we'll be back with more from Big 12 Conference Media Days in Kansas City right after this sports update here on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
Mid-America Market Information. Hi, everybody. It's Larry Steckline here at the Mid-America Ag Network. Nice to have you aboard again. We've got a couple of things to cover here on the agribusiness news side of our business. The folks in Washington are having a heck of a time implementing that 2008 farm program. Mary Kay Thatcher at American Farm Bureau said that they've been meeting with them several times about their plans of implementing the 2008 farm bill, but expects the transition to a new president to cause a problem.
And whether it's an Obama administration or a McCain administration, come the end of January, we'll have a new secretary, and we'll spend all of the end of January and February getting a new secretary and a deputy and all the assistants and the new head of FSA and NRCS, and work's going to come to kind of a standstill there as far as approval of projects. So it's likely, I think, if we can't get done by the 20th of January for the next inauguration is going to drag out even later than April.
How about that, friends? Mary Kay Thatcher telling it like it is. And now I've got to tell you, Congress says it's going to cost $50 million to implement this farm bill. Thatcher thinks it'll be closer to $200 to $300 million. Well, a group of ministers, members of WTO, are talking this week based on the latest agricultural draft issued by Ambassador Falconer. It may not be the final document, but Trade Representative Susan Schwab says there's a sense of momentum, but she remains cautiously optimistic about the chances of a breakthrough. Major developing countries like India, Brazil, China, South Africa, others must further open their agriculture, manufacture, and service markets. And she got a letter from 17 members of the Senate Ag Committee, led by Harkin, urging a balanced outcome to this talking business. In that letter, the lawmakers expressed concern over decisions in the ag negotiations that can impact domestic producers. I'm Larry Steckline.
Guess what? It's grilling season in the land of lean beef. A time when grown men aren't afraid to wear aprons, and friends aren't shy about inviting themselves over for a bite. Just be sure to stock up on some juicy sirloin. Because let me tell you, no one ever judged a backyard barbecue on the quality of its coleslaw. Discover the power of protein in the land of lean beef. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Hey farmers, the industry's first all-new Class 3 primary tandem disc in over a decade is here. It's the 8300 Series Tandem Disc Harrow from Kraus. The new Kraus Disc Harrow, designed for the toughest residue and deep penetration in hard soils, aggressive gang angles, new residue razor disc blades, and average 247 pounds per blade, sure maximizes residue cutting and soil mixing. Available in 28 through 37 foot models. The all-new 8300 Series Tandem Disc Harrow. Go to KrausCo.com or see your local Kraus dealer today.
You spend a lot of hours in that old tractor planting, tilling, and fertilizing. Just like you, Stadler Implement spends a lot of time with after-sales service. Look at their line of Kinze, Kraus, and Sukup tillage equipment. When it's time to fertilize, Stadler Implement carries the Demco 3-point or pole-type chemical applicators. Carl and his staff also service well engines with tune-ups and overhauls. Isn't it nice to know you can go to one business and be satisfied with their service? Stadler Implement, East Highway 6, Minden.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
1460 and 1550 AM.
KXPN Kearney and KICS Hastings.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Kearney Post 52 won the Area 7 Juniors baseball tournament yesterday in Scotts Bluff by knocking off Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes 10-0 in six innings in the championship game. Kearney put the game away by scoring six runs in the sixth inning. Darren Dice was the losing pitcher. He went four innings and gave up four runs and six base hits. Dice walked two and struck out four. Andy Butler had two of the four hits for Hastings in the ballgame. Kearney dominated the tournament by outscoring their opponents 46-5. They move on to the state tournament, which gets underway on Friday in Omaha. Hastings ends the season at 28-14. Grand Island Wells Fargo will play the Columbus Blues this afternoon in the championship game of the Area 6 Juniors Tournament in Columbus. Grand Island stayed alive yesterday with a 7-0 win over South Sioux City. Hastings Five Points Bank will play North Platte on Thursday in the opening round of the Area 7 Seniors Tournament at Duncan Field. North Platte beat Hastings 5-4 and 8-3 earlier this year. Game time will be at 8 o'clock, and 1230 KHIS will broadcast, beginning with a pregame show at 7:45. In the other ball game, Kearney Runza will take on Twin Cities. Kearney Runza closed out their regular season yesterday with two wins in Lincoln. Kearney beat Lincoln Southwest 15-5 and down Lincoln Northeast by the score of 10-5. Saturday's games were rained out. Ohio University has extended the contract of head football coach Frank Solage through the 2013 season. The former Nebraska coach led the Bobcats to a 6-6 record last year. He guided Ohio to the GMAC Bowl in 2006, the Bobcats' first bowl game since 1968. Solage was fired at Nebraska in 2003. And Kelly Bowen of Henderson, Colorado, won the late model nationals on Saturday night at Mid-Nebraska Speedway in Donovan. Bowen took the lead with 25 laps to go in the 50-lap main event and cruised to his second victory of the weekend. He also won the 30-lap preliminary A feature on Friday. That's a sports update. I'm Mike Will.
Since 1950, Kelly Electric of Kearney has earned a trusted reputation for electrical installation in new homes and commercial buildings. At Kelly Electric, we can help you with any electrical problem, big or small. Whether it's home, business, or farm, Kelly Electric has an experienced staff person to troubleshoot the problem and get you back in operation as soon as possible. The next time you have an electrical problem or simply need a new receptacle, switch, or light installed, call Kelly Electric in Kearney for prompt and competent service today.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Possibly.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. We are live from Kansas City in Big 12 Media Days, where players and coaches starting to roll in. Again, they start late Monday, and they're out of here by lunchtime on Wednesday, and we're keeping everybody busy with what's going on. And we are here again until 1 o'clock, 11 to 1, Doug and Daddy Show, all 3 days. And, again, we'll be bringing back some in the can for you, as we call it in the business. We'll have some tape interviews for you as well. You know this cat?
I do know this cat. Sean Callahan, he's got the world's largest rival site.
And he bugged out on us on Friday because he's so important. He was doing an interview where he gets paid.
Am I on here? Am I on? Okay.
But Daddy's here. He missed you.
I missed you, too. We missed you last night, by the way.
We were at the Quam.
It was
Power and Light District.
Was that
place?
Was that hopping last night?
I'll tell you the stories off to you.
That's outstanding. Big 12 Media Days. Well, have you heard anything? You got any breaking news for us?
You know, we just went through the media guide, and something that I always do, first thing you get that media guide is, who's not on there, especially with the freshmen? And four freshman players, scholarship guys not listed, all guys we've kind of known about: David Grant, the offensive lineman, Justin Rogers, the defensive back out of Alabama, Antonio Bell, the wide receiver out of Florida. One more slip, sorry, David Whitmore, the corner out of Texas. Those four guys. Also, Ronnell Grigsby, not listed in the program, a walk-on. So, you know, what the status of those guys are, will they be with the program? It's hard to say, but academically, or if there's something not in line, a lot of times they won't put them in the media guide.
Fair enough, Sean. That's great stuff. Obviously, you've got a chance to get around and talk to some of your national guys. It seems to be, it's just overwhelming. Oklahoma, Missouri. Have you heard anybody say, hold on a second, I'm going to make a point for such and such team?
You know, two people voted Texas first place. I don't know how you could give them a first-place vote right now in the South. I mean, you could argue Texas Tech could get hot, make a move, but in the North, it's hard not to go with anybody but Missouri, especially when you look at the schedule they have versus the schedule Kansas has. And, you know, realistically, you could have a potential undefeated Big 12 championship game, 12-0, 12-0, Missouri-Oklahoma.
That would be something that would be great for this conference. So we've been talking a little bit about Oklahoma. Who's got the best chance to win the national title, though? Wouldn't it be Oklahoma?
Well,
between those two schools?
You know, if you're going to give the title, because if they play in the title game, it's in Arrowhead, so you give a little bit of a crowd advantage to Missouri if you were just going to speculate now. And the fact that Missouri played Oklahoma twice last year, so they have a handle for them. I think you give Missouri maybe a little bit of an edge today, but Oklahoma has the ability. The trick with beating Missouri is you have to get to the quarterback with three or four guys. Oklahoma did that in 06. Nebraska did that with Adam Carricker and Jay Moore. But if you bring five guys on Chase Daniel and he's going his five on your six, he's going to win that every time.
Obviously, Green commits, a big name to add to this class in the last couple weeks, Sean. Anybody else that's leaning towards Nebraska and we can add to this list shortly? Are you hearing anything?
Well, you know, David Oku, four-star running back, I think number one all-purpose running back in the nation, is planning on visiting Nebraska and Virginia Tech. That looks like it's going to be a big recruiting weekend. But at this point, there's been some unofficial visitors over the last week or two, but it's been pretty slow. You might see one or two more pop. But at this point, you know, I think those first few games, Nebraska hopefully will bring in some visitors, and that usually leads to some commitments.
Sean, is there something you think that you might find out about Nebraska today?
You never know. These things are different. You know, the days you think you're going to get something, you don't, and then something might slip that you do. But it's hard to say. Hopefully we'll find out more about those freshmen, what's going on, maybe where Baker Steinkuhler starts out his career. But just a lot of general storylines will come out of today. You know, this is Joey Ganz's team. He's finally in that driver's seat. But when you look at this conference of quarterbacks, yeah, Joey Ganz did some good things. But in just the list of the starting quarterbacks, he's towards that bottom half. I mean, it is an exceptional year in this league for quarterbacks. I believe there's six quarterbacks that have started for more than one season. So you've got six starters that have 2 years or more experience under their belt. I mean, it's unbelievable when you talk about a conference and their quarterbacks.
Sean, 25 talk radio stations. 25 radio stations. 3 years ago, there were nine. It's just amazing the amount of people at this deal. It gets bigger every year.
It's going to be a dogfight for you guys to get your interviews this year over here, isn't it?
Well, that's why we got the big cat here.
We got security.
How was lunch?
Good. I recommend the apple pie for dessert.
All right, Sean, we'll let you get busy. Thanks for giving us some time, as always, buddy.
All right, guys, thanks.
Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com, giving us a moment here at Big 12 Media Days as we get a chance to chat with folks that are coming through the world here. And, you know, see, that's the kind of help we need here. Of course, ESPNSuperstation.com, check it out, and we will have a lot more to talk about with, again, Nebraska, Missouri, A&M, and Texas Tech being the four schools on hand here today. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with more from Kansas City. Don't forget, Big 12 Media Days brought to you in part by The Wave Pizza Company, 107 North Walnut Street in Grand Island. Delivery available. The premier pizzeria in Grand Island wants to thank you for supporting their business. Two Beer Gardens, Keno, a great place to go, 107 North Walnut Street in Grand Island. You can call for takeout at 398-9283, 398-9283, The Wave Pizza Company, 107 North Walnut, Grand Island. Back with more from Kansas City after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!